चक्षुरन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं शिवपानुगप्रभरं व्रजारसरसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमानप्रस्थाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्तिनारायणं वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धोभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवसति गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे First of all, I offer my sastang dandavat pranams under the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pahad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, Dwarupanuga Guru Varga, and to all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So, Prabhuji has requested to speak something on Purushottam Mass. Very soon we'll be observing this Purushottam Vrata for this Purushottam Mass. So, who is Purushottam? Purushottam is, we know, Krishna. But when you say Purushottam, the Supreme Purush, the Supreme Person, why is he the Supreme Person? Because he is the his Supreme Shakti. I don't want to I just want to go to the direct point. Like, the only reason really Krishna is Purushottam because he has the Purna Shakti, Srimati Radharani. And really, Bhagavan has so many manifestations. But where the Supreme Shakti is, that is the ultimate, Supreme Person. So who is the Purna Shakti, Srimati Radharani, and the Purna Shaktiman is Krishna. So there's many stories on this month of Purushottam, how it became Purushottam. First, we know really in a year there's only 12, generally 12 months. But every 32 months, then an extra month comes. And it says that is to sync between the lunar calendar and the solar calendar. So every month has 30 days. And so after every 32 months, then there's one more extra 30 days. And then after that, then again it will be in sync, the solar calendar and the lunar calendar. So it is said that on this month, previously, nobody do any, it's considered inauspicious. So nobody doing any karmakanda activities or any pious, activities on this month. Nobody doing any marriages or any social welfare activities. So it is said that the predominating deity of this month went to Vishnu and asked and kind of complained, on my month, nobody is doing any auspicious activities. People are insulting me. They're calling me Malmas or impure month. And so better I die like that. And so Vishnu actually said, let's go to Golok. He actually brought this predominating deity of the month to Krishna. And to make the story short, there Krishna pacified. He's saying, from now on, you will be honored. Just as I am Purushottam, your month will be considered Purushottam. So this is the general story, and you can read about this in the Puranas. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, then all these things are there. Our Goswamis have collected there all these like details and also the rules and regulations. Our Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written some articles on this Purushottam Vrata. We feature this in our Race of the Harmonists. If I am not mistaken, that is in 2001. And so there, he actually have mentioned like all these quotes from the Puranas. And he said there's the Purushottam mantra for this particular, like for people observing this Purushottam Vrata. And what is that? Like every Purushottam, we always chant this mantra. Last year, I remember we go to Giriraj, and then we're chanting this mantra. What is this mantra? Govardhano dharam bande, gopala goparupinam, gokula utsabhameshanam, govindam gopika priyam, govardhanadri shirasanamami. So he said, our Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, ultimately, this is compulsory. In this Purushottam month, you have to really worship Krishna. But which Krishna? That Krishna in Braj. That Krishna who has lifted Giriraj. And so therefore, he is chanting this, Govardhano Dharam Bande, I worship that lifter of Govardhan, the one who is holding this Giriraj. He is lifting Giriraj, not just during that Leela when he lifted Govardhan to humble Indra, but really he's lifting all the time Govardhan with his very wonderful Leelas, showing how superior this Giriraj. This Giriraj is the place of all these very intimate pastimes. And so this is very high place. So you cannot separate Krishna from Giriraj. And therefore we know on Purushottam month, like Giriraj is like superstar. I remember when I was in Mathura, every night, and actually every morning we go parikrama with Prabhuji, but then sometimes there's no room in the car. So then the night before I go, so to meet them in the morning. But in the night before, so much people there, it's like because so the buses are full. And during Purushottam Mass, like so much people doing parikrama of Govardhan. I was thinking like, wow, Govardhan is like really superstar in Braj. So in this, he said, Govardhano Dharam Bande, I worship that holder of Govardhan. Gopala Gopa Rupinam, he has the form of this Gopal. Gokula Utsavam Ishanam, he is the Isha, he is the controller, he is the master of the festival in Gokul. Gokula Utsavam Ishanam. So Govinda Gopika Priyam. He's the Priya, is the beloved of the Gopika. He is Govinda. Govinda Gopika Priyam. So he said, our Bhaktivinoda Thakur pointed this out. This is the mantra for Purushottam Mass. Just many days before, we were looking at all these many prayers of Purushottam. So all these prayers of Purushottam, of course, they're referring to Vishnu with all his like chakra, gada, this padma, and the with all his weapons. And really the idea of people, he is supreme because of that majesty. But as far as we are concerned, the Gaudiyas, more than just the majesty, even Krishna himself telling, I'm not satisfied by persons who are worshiping me because of this majesty. So we are, by our Goswamis, they're pointing to us that for this Purushottam, we should worship that Krishna with Srimati Radharani. And therefore, like Vaishnavas have explained that, like Srila Gurudev has said, in Purushottam, we will observe this just like we observe Kartik. And we are singing all these glories of Krishna because this is very pleasing to Srimati Radharani. And that's the only reason, really, we're singing all these praises of Krishna. But it's not satisfying for us just praising just Krishna alone or all his manifestations of like Aishwarya, like Vishnu or Narayan, like this. So they're pointing to us that in this Purushottam Mass, then we are to worship that Krishna. That Krishna in performing all these sweet lilas in Govardhan. And so that's the main like rule. Secondary rules would be all performing all this like austerities, like people consider like austerities, like not sleeping on the bed, not putting oil on the body, and many other like all these things. Like now we're Chaturmasya, and also we're already performing all these like rules, which are really meant to minimize the senses' tendency to enjoy or your tendency to be attached to your senses. So, and utilizing it only as much as for remembrance of Krishna. So with this guidelines, or like in a nutshell, this we can have some understanding of si Purushottam Mass. Panchakalpa Tirupasindra.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanuga Pravaram Rajaras Rasikam Cha Narayanam Tam Prapannam Shri Guru Charanam Mande Ramana Prasthaya Bhutale Rupanu Gubaktidam Cha Kripamurti Narayanam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Shri Gaur Bhaktavinda Jai Rup Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jiv Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my Shastanga Dandavat Pranams. The lotus feet of our spiritual masters. Plav Rishtam Vishnupada Stotra Sadashivan Bhaktivedan Sri Narayan Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev. Plav Rishtam Vishnupada Stotra Sadashivan Bhaktivedan Sri Vam Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev. To the entire Guru Varga, to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present. So as we've been hearing from Maharaj now, we just heard about the glories of this Purushottam Mass, this most exalted of months. So I was just reading here, like we see, among the 18 Puranas, six Puranas are in the mode of goodness, six in the mode of passion, and six in the mode of ignorance. So we see here that just reading that Vishnu Puran, Naradiya Puran, and Bhagavat Puran, Garuda Puran, Padma Puran, and Varaha Puran. These six Purans are in the mode of goodness. And Brahmanda Puran, Brahma Vaivarta Puran, Markandeya Puran, Bhavishya Puran, Vaman, and Brahma Puran, they're in the mode of passion. And Matsya Puran, Kurma Puran, Linga Puran, Shiv Puran, Skanda Puran, and Agni Puran, they're in the mode of ignorance. So therefore, here you see, If you see, like, this Naradiya Puran is this history wherein this, like we just heard, no, from Maharaj, this conversation between Narayan and Krishna took place. Because this Purushottam Mass, we see, it appears every 32 years, every 32 months, 16 days and 4 hours. So this is like nearly 3 months. So this is like every 2 years, 8 months, 4 hours. This way. Because we see 24 plus 8 is 32. So why? Because we see, according to astronomical calculation, there is the Saur Mass and the Chandra Mass. So the Chandra Mass is the lunar calendar. And the Saur Mass is the solar calendar. So to keep in tally, to keep both the versions in tally, we see that this Purushottam Mass appears during this time. And we see that the Smarthas, actually, who are the orthodox Brahmins, they call this Chor Mass. Because in this month, anything you do, anything pious, everything is stolen away. It's also called Mal Mass. Mal means impure, Amal means pure. Why? Because anything you do during this month is considered to be very impure. So the Smarthas, they say during this month you should not get married, you should not inaugurate your homes, you should not do anything auspicious during this month. This month you should be Nishkriya, they say. Means don't do anything, just keep to yourself, they say, during this month. So therefore we see, like, every month has a predominating deity. No, like we see, there's Falgun Mass, there's Chaitra Mass, there's Jyeshtha Mass, and then there is this Ashad Mass, Shravan Mass, Bhadrapad, Ashwin, and Vaishak, and we see there is this Margashirsha, and there's Magh Mass, and there's this so many. So we see that 12 months, and every month has a predominating deity. So therefore, the predominating deity of this month felt very insulted. And he went to Narayan, and Narayan took him directly to Krishna. Because who is Krishna? Krishna is Purushottam himself. Why? Because it is said that Deva Deva Shottavyam Purana Purushottamam. He is that Purana Purushottam, Krishna. He said that Navaghana Shyamam Dibujam Murali Dharam. Pitambaram Dharam Devam Sarardhya Purushottamam. So here also he is addressed as Purushottam, if you see here. He is Navaghana Shyamam. He has this complexion of a freshly formed rain cloud. And he is Dibujam Murali Dharam. He holds this, he's two-handed and he holds this Murali. And he's always playing it. Pitambaram Dharam. And he's always wearing this Pitambar. Why? Because this Pitambar is reminding him so much of Srimati Radhika. It's Kanchan Varna. So he's always putting it around his neck as though he's being embraced by Srimati Radhika. Devam Sarvaradhya. He is worshipable by everyone. Devam Sarvaradhya Purushottamam. And therefore he is Purushottam. So you say he is addressed by all these mantras. That he is Purush Uttam. No, like he is the greatest of all. So therefore, when Narayan took him there, then Krishna said that now I'm transmitting, just as I'm known as Purushottam, you will also be known by that same name. So I'm transmitting all my potencies, all that I possess, into you. Means I'm empowering you, he told this month, and you'll be non-different from me. Therefore, anything you do during this month, Krishna, he blessed. Anyone who observes this month, I bless them that they will make such rapid advancement. Anything they do, especially, not materially, spiritually. Because this month everything is Nishkriya. You're not supposed to do any material things, Shubha Karma. So therefore, now the devotees, they have this entire month for themselves. Now they will not get any disturbance from the Smarthas. Because we see the Vaishnava Shastras are classified into two. They're the Smartha Shastras and the Paramartha Shastras. So the Smartha Brahmins, they only follow the Smartha Shastras. They don't follow the Paramartha Shastras. But the Vaishnavas, they follow this Paramartha. Actually, we see the Vedas, Upanishads, they all came from Bhagavan himself. No, but still, the Smartas, they're especially inclined to certain yajnas that are mentioned in the Yajurveda. And they're inclined to all these things. Like you see in the Yajurveda, they say that the four Vedas, Yajur, Rig, Ved, Atharva, they have four kinds of Ritviks. They're called Hota, Udgata, Brahman, Ardhavayu. They have so many different kinds of Ritviks, and by performing these yajnas, by performing these fire sacrifices, you go to heaven. So therefore, they're more interested in this. But the Vaishnavas, they especially like the Paramartha Shastras. And this history has been described in the Naradiya Puran, which is among the Sattvic Puranas, along with Vishnu Puran. And if you see, even the Bhagavat Puran is mentioned there. All that is Amal Puran. Why? This is Chatushloki Bhagavat, not the Bhagavat we know of, the 18,000 verse Bhagavat. So this way, this mentioned right there in the mode of goodness. So someone may argue that's because it is mentioned there is some partiality. No. Because we see the very purpose of all the Shastras is to elevate oneself from Tamogun to Rajogun to Sattogun. Like you see, which are the Puranas in Tamogun? The Linga Puran, Devi Puran, Agni Puran. So by following the instructions of all these Puranas, then one, he gets elevated to the mode of passion. And the mode of passion, which Puranas are there? Brahma Vaivarta Puran, Brahmanda Puran. Like you see in this Brahma Vaivarta Puran, there is even one history of Srimati Radhika and Sridham cursing each other. That history is mentioned there actually in the Brahma Vivarta Puran. They curse each other and so many things happen after that. Why? In the mode of passion, this Puran has been compiled. And then when one gradually elevates himself, he comes to the mode of goodness. And this Naradiya Puran, wherein this history is mentioned, is that Puran, the mode of goodness. Elevates one. So therefore Krishna, he gave all his potencies to this month. And he said that just as I am Purushottam, you will also be known as Purushottam. And especially we see 3 months are very special. Purushottam, except for Purushottam, we see Magh Mas, Vaishakh Mas, and Kartik Mas. These 3 months are very special. And now, in that same year, when Purushottam Mas appears, then you can see there are 4 months which are very, very special. And Purushottam Mas, it is especially said that it appears from one Amavasya to the other Amavasya. Because now we see the 17th is Somvati Amavasya. It's very auspicious. And Purushottam Mas begins from the next day and then goes on until the next Amavasya. And then it is said that the Chaturdashi and the Ashtami and the Navami that appear during Krishna Paksha of every Purushottam Mas are especially very, very auspicious. These 3 days in this month. What do you mean by Krishna Paksha and Sukla Paksha? Sukla Paksha is that fortnight which leads to Purnima. And Krishna Paksha is that fortnight which leads to Amavasya. So therefore, these 3 days which appear during this Krishna Paksha, which is Chaturdashi, Ashtami and Navami, are especially very powerful during this Purushottam Mas. And there are some rules as well in this month. Like just as you offer a ghee lamp in Kartik, you're supposed to also offer lamps during this month, this Purushottam Mas. You're supposed to if you cannot offer a lamp made of ghee, you can offer a lamp made of sesame oil, til. And there's also one substance called ingudi. So you can also offer a lamp made of this ingudi also. And during this month, you're not supposed to engage in any prajalpa, you're supposed to sleep on the floor, supposed to take only Havishanna, take Mahaprasad only once a day, and you're supposed to not eat certain things. And then it is said during this 1 month, if you can, you should bathe in the pond rather than bathing in like indoors. You should bathe in a pond. If not a pond, even higher is a lake. And if not a lake, even higher is a river. And if not a river, even higher is the ocean. So this way you're supposed to bathe in these water bodies during this month. And there are many such rules and regulations. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a very nice article. The article was published in 1961. I was just reading it now. And it was republished many times later also in all the magazines that we've heard of. So in this way we see that Krishna, he especially in this month, it is said, Srimad Bhagavatam Bhaktavyam, Srimad Bhagavata Bhaktashottavyam Purushottamam. It is said that especially the devotees, Bhagavatam Bhaktavya Shottavyam Purushottamam, they should especially listen to the Bhagavatam during this Purushottam Mas. This is the prime duty. Because all these other things we see, they're only secondary. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. It's only secondary.
Why? To make your mind more one-pointed. To make yourself more detached from all the senses and the sense objects. And what is the main purpose? The main purpose is this. That listen to the Bhagavatam. Because we see these five limbs of devotion are very important. Sadhu Sang Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan. Mathura Bhas Shri Murtir Shaddhaya Sevan. That you stay in the association of sadhus, you stay in the dham, you listen to the Bhagavat, you worship the deities, and you especially engage in Nam Kirtan. This is called Panchada Bhakti. If you cannot follow Navada Bhakti, you follow Panchada Bhakti. And if you cannot follow Panchada Bhakti, you follow Trivida Bhakti. What is that? Shravan Kirtan Smaran. And if you cannot even follow Trivida Bhakti, you follow Ekada Bhakti. What is that? Only Kirtan. Only this. And what Kirtan are you supposed to do? Kirtan the Bhagavatam during this month. Because you see, Krishna himself, he is called Leela Purushottam. And Ramchandra, he is called Maryada Purushottam. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is called Prem Purushottam. So they are addressed by these names. So by following this one month properly, you get the mercy of Leela Purushottam, Prem Purushottam, and Maryada Purushottam. What does Ram do? He gives this Maryada, which is like what? Which is like Sambandha. Because unless you're rooted in this Maryada, in this proper etiquette, then how can you properly follow all the other limbs of bhakti? So he gives this Sambandha. And then Leela Purushottam, what does Krishna do? He gives this Abhideya. Because what is this Leela? This Leela is actually Chintan. You meditate on these Leelas. Because we see there is Dhyan, Dharana, then Dhruvanusmriti and Samadhi. So first you meditate on Krishna's pastimes, Dhyan. But this meditation is sometimes broken. And then there is Dharana. And then you meditate, whatever you meditate, you store it inside your heart. And then there is Dhruvanusmriti. Dhruvanusmriti means what? Means now your meditation on Krishna's Leelas are very fixed. And then there is Samadhi. What kind of Samadhi? Not Nirvikalpa Samadhi that the Mayavadi is engaged in. It's called Savikalpa Samadhi. Means there you become absorbed in witnessing all these Leelas of Radha and Krishna. According to which process? According to Swarasiki Upasana. According to the Swarasiki Upasana, all these Ashtakali Leelas are manifesting. So in this way, this Abhideya is realized. And then we see finally, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, who is Prem Purushottam himself, this Prem Prayojan is realized in one's heart. And what is this Prem Prayojan? How does it begin? It begins from Shavandasha. First you listen, then Varandasha, then you accept, then Smarandasha. This Smarandasha has Dhyan Dharana, Dhruvanusmriti and Samadhi. And then there is Bhav Dasha, Bhav Sampatti Dasha, means the stage of Sarup Siddhi. And then there is this Prem Sampatti Dasha, which is Vastu Siddhi. So everything is had just by observing this one month. Because the combined strength of these three aspects of God, of Bhagavan himself, they're present during this one month. So this opportunity is being given to us actually every 3 months, every 3 years. And sometimes we see this month is even more glorified than even Kartik also. They say like in the Shastras it has been said Purushottamas is even greater than Kartik Mas. So Gurudev, he actually said this is only for Lok Sangraha, he said. This is only for like convincing people to follow Purushottamas. Because who is the predominating deity of Kartik? Is Kartikeshwari Srimati Radhika herself. So can Krishna possibly be greater than Srimati Radhika? Never. This is only for Lok Sangraha. So they say, still, in spite of that, Purushottam Mas is very, very auspicious. And especially we see our Guru Varga would always observe this month in Jagannath Puri. Like we see that this book, Raya Ramananda Samvad, it was published. Raya Ramananda Samvad is basically a collection of classes that Gurudev gave in Jagannath Puri during Purushottam Mas in Chaitanya Gaudiya Math in 2004. There he spoke for like 2 weeks. And there all these classes were collected and published as a book. So there Jagannath especially is known as Purushottam. And during this 1 month in Jagannath Puri, Jagannath, he is dressed in so many different incarnations. All his incarnations, they descend in Jagannath Puri during this time. And he's dressed in so many different veshas. all the Dashavataras, all his Leelavataras, all the different avatars you can possibly imagine. And it said anyone who worships Purushottam Has, who practices Purushottam Has, it is said all the pilgrimage places, they reside in him. All the kshetras, all the dhams reside in that person who observes this Purushottam Has. And all kinds of austerities reside in that person who observes this Purushottam Has. Like I was just speaking to one devotee, he was saying that during this Purushottam Mass, they do Yugal Parikrama of Giriraj. Because this is called Adhik Mass. Whatever you get Adhik Phal. So therefore, like in Govardhan, they do like two times Parikrama. Sometimes they do even three times Parikrama there. Even in Vrindavan, you see, they're doing, so many people are doing Parikrama during this one month. Not just Parikrama, they're doing so many other things. They're reciting the Bhagavatam. They have their vows, their sankalpas that will chant like 1 lakh Harinam every day, 2 lakh Harinam every day. We'll go bathe in the Yamuna every day. We'll do our archan to Thakurji every day. We'll only spend completely absorbed only in these different limbs of devotion. We will not waste our time in any way in prajalpa and all these things. So therefore, this provision has been given for this 1 month, this Purushottam Mass. And in this way, we see that our Guru Varga have laid so much emphasis, they reserve this month. Because it will come after next Purushottam Mass will come in 2026. After 3 years. You have to wait for 3 years actually then. No, like we sometimes take it for granted. Kattayani Vrat comes every year. Keshav Vrat comes every year. Kartik Vrat comes every year. So okay, these Vratas come every year. But this Vrat is going to come after 3 years now. No, you'll have to wait 3 years for this opportunity. And very priceless opportunity. So therefore we must make best use of it and not waste our invaluable time. Not only during other months, but especially during this month as well. Reserve this time completely for the service of Sri Purushottam. Manchakalpatarubhishya kripasandhavishya vaitanam pavani pivashnilu.
Om Ajnanatim Randhasya Gananyana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikavai Stadalai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namah Jai Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Echaya Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Jayate Vighna Nash Abhishta Puran Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Antant Kuri Vaishnavabrinda ki jai, Saparsad Gaurhari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudarshanjeev ki jai, Bhakta Vighna Vinashan Karanishkandeep ki jai, Bhaktaraj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Jai Sarva Vishvata Giriraj Govardhanjeev ki jai, Chaturmasya Vrata ki jai, Vatvaran Kari Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Jai Vrindavan Swari Srimati Radharani ki jai, Vrajdevigan ki jai, Samavit Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Gaur.
The Shastras. Arjuna Goswamis came to Braj. What did they say? What did they do? Bhakti Parshana Bhava Virakti Ranyatra. से शत्रु एकत्र श्रवण भक्ति आई वॉन्ट रियलाइज निहाल देन व्हाट शुड यू डू टू थ्री थिंग्स टुगेदर प्रतिपर्शन विरक्ति चित्र काला श्रवण भक्ति देन सर्व दिस इष्ट निष्ठ हू इज द इष्ट
और कैसे हम उनको अपनाएं
नाउ वी कैन रियलाइज हिम इन आवर लाइव्स ओनली निष्ठ विल नॉट डू इफ वी cannot realize him in our hearts, then he will not use us as well in his seva. Then we are just wasting our time. There is no use then. As long as we don't use anyone, as long as we don't accept anyone, then for whom are we doing all this? Oh, bhakti, parshana, rakti. Now we have ashakti everywhere, attachment. Thinking, okay, we'll do bhajan sadhan. Then this is like adding ashes inside ghee. If you add ashes inside ghee, what will happen? It's useless than the ghee. So the Goswami is, as I said, you will not get detachment from Vishay so easily. You will not get anurakti for Bhagavan so easily. You will not have samanda so easily. If you're eating with every morsel of food that you eat, your hunger will go away. And you'll be very happy. And you'll have this pushti. So if you follow the program of bhakti, and if you don't have realization, detachment, samanda, then everything is useless. The Shastra so much has been described. During this Chaturmasya Vrata, you must especially follow. Especially when this Purushottam Vrata comes, then you must follow this Vrata very nicely. This Purushottam, now we heard that there is Maryada Purushottam Ram, there is Leela Purushottam Krishna and Prem Purushottam Mahaprabhu, and besides these three there is Jagannath himself. He is himself Purushottam. And what has been said? And the small insect came from Brahma's nose, then started roaring. And then he entered inside the ocean. And by his roaring, everything, everyone became very scared. In Jagannath Puri, after 3 years, this temple is open for 1 year. In 1 month, this temple is open, and for 3 years it remains closed. He just stays inside. No darshan, nothing for anyone. And for this 1 month he served so nicely. Even more than usual. So this Jagannath Kshetra is called Purushottam Kshetra. It's called Purushottam Udhan, Purushottam Vatika. And the Shastras, this Purushottam Mas has been described so much. Until yesterday we heard about how our Goswamis came to Braj, how they manifested the Dham, how they manifested all the Leelas of Radha and Krishna to make them happy, to do all these kinds of different sevas. What did they do? They wrote many Shastras. So here we see that In Braj. This is Gaudiya Sampradaya. Those in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, they follow in the footsteps of Srimati Radhika. So this Purushottam Vrat, which in the Shastras have been described so many ways. Vallabhacharya, he has compiled many Shastras and glorified and practiced Purushottam Vrat. Acharya Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, Madhvacharya, Nimbarkacharya, all of them. When the Gaudiya Sampradaya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he took the conceptions of Mahaprabhu and Goswamis, and what did he say? He said, in Braj, who's the supreme devata? Krishna didn't say worship me. He didn't say this. And he never let anyone worship him in Braj. In Braj, no one gives him an asan, no one rings the bell, no one worships him in a temple. Wherever you call him, Krishna will appear there. And after Mangalarti, there is no need to even ring the bell. You see, Krishna himself will go to the homes of all the Vrajavasis in the morning, and he himself will do Mangalarti of all the Vrajavasis. There's no need for them to do Mangalarti of him. Like sometimes he goes into the house of some Vrajavasi, there's an old lady, and she's sitting outside. Oh, let me see if Krishna will come and steal water. I'll catch him. And when she's sleeping, so what Krishna will do? He saw that. Saying, what will I put inside this old woman's mouth? So should I put some laddu inside her mouth? What did he do? He took some little cow dung, and he put this cow dung inside her mouth. And now the lady starts suffocating, saying, who put this cow dung inside my mouth? There was a small cow dung ball that he put inside her mouth. And she started like suffering so much. And Krishna started clapping his hands then. So then Krishna, he never told the Vrajavasis, you do my aarti. Rather, he'd go to all the Vrajavasis and he'd do their aarti. And he'd worship all of them. And offer pranams to all of them. Worship them. But they have this natural love for him. Not by force that they love him. He sees Narayan, Ram, Nrisingha. Natural love, naturally love is not had for them. They are very powerful. And their worship is different. But for Krishna's puja, there is no such regulations. Because how to worship him? Whole night he is absorbed in this Raslila, all day he is going cowering. It's not that you go and you offer boga and you tell him, no, sit down, eat this. By discipline you make him sit down. Someone says, oh, you come to my house, now I'll feed you nicely. Then Krishna will say, oh, why should I eat in your house? Is there any shortage in my house? Then why have you entered inside my house then? Because I came to feed you, not that you feed me. He says, oh, you'll feed me. Then Krishna told the lady, you never eat anything. What do? You cook something and you hide it. You never give it to others and neither do you eat it yourself. Then what do? You cook sweets and then you just hide it away for 10 days. Why do you do this? Distribute it, eat it and give it to others as well. Therefore I come to teach you now. Krishna tells that lady. And you're thinking everything is mine. Everything is Prabhu's. Ishwars, give everything to him. Oh no, no, I will not. You are very miser then. So I have come to save you from this sin. Why are you thinking about tomorrow? Whatever you have today, you give it. Prabhu has given you. Just give it to everyone. You're like a big stone. You want to be like this mountain. So Krishna is like teasing her so much. And not only is he's making their heart so full of rasa and pure. So Krishna, he didn't write any shastras that, oh, you do my puja in this way, that way. But Krishna, whom did he make everyone worship? He made everyone worship Giriraj Govardhan, not anyone else. Not only everyone worship Giriraj. In this Purushottam Mas, Ratana Thakur, he says, and Krishna, he made all the Rajavasis worship Giriraj. So he's making everyone remember this mantra. Govardhanam Dharam. So then he's this Govardhan Dhari. And then Govardhanam Dharamandeva Gopala Goparupinam. Goklamitsamishanam Govindam Gopika Priyam. So I say Krishna, he gave his own mantra to the Vrajavasi in a very hidden way. Krishna himself lifted Giriraj. He is Gopal himself. Govardhanam Mande Gopala Goparupinam. He is very dear to the Gopas, Gopis and Gokul. In this way he made everyone respect Giriraj, and he gave all this adhikar to Giriraj. So whatever you want. It's called Adhik Mas. It's extra mass. So if you want something extra, if you want something more than even Dharmartha Kam Moksha, Pancham Purushatta, Bhagavat Prem, Prema Bhakti, then whom should you go to? Guru Giriraj. He will give this Pancham Purushatta, this Krishna Prem. Therefore even now you see, once this Adhik Mas begins, Deru Parikrama Dandavati, they give so much Bandaras, Chappan Bhog Abhishek. Everyone goes there to request Giriraj. They don't go to anyone else. Mahaprabhu, what did he do? He gave Raghunath Das Goswami's Giriraj Srila and Gunchamala. And Shankarananda Saraswati had come and give this to Mahaprabhu. So then Mahaprabhu, he would hold this Giriraj to his head, sometimes to his eyes, sometimes to his heart. And he'd do Abhishek of this Giriraj by the tears of his eyes. And be absorbed in this bhav. And called Raghunath, and he told Raghunath. Raghunath Das Goswami, he asked Mahaprabhu that, why did you make me leave home? Why did you bring me here to Puri? At least give me some nice instructions. Mahaprabhu said, I don't know anything. Sarup Damodara, he knows everything. I offered you to him, go and ask him. I don't know anything else. But then also repeatedly. Sir Ramanuj, you see, went 18 times to his Guru. His Goshtipurna for the Guru Mantra. But Ramanujarya, he was rejected every time. And then the 18th time, Goshtipurna told him the mantra. So Raghunath Das Goswami, 16 years he was there with Mahaprabhu in Puri. And when he asked, then Mahaprabhu said, oh, you have faith in my words? Then he said, all right, if I tell you something, it doesn't mean that he didn't have faith. If you try to follow, then you have Shraddha. Or you have heard, if you try to practice in your life. Or if someone says, you listen, say bring glass of water, you heard. But are you really bringing the glass of water? Are you not listening, bring the glass of water? He said, I've heard. Again he asked, may you bring one glass of water? Are you deaf? I've heard, but how many times are you telling me? But why are you not bringing the glass of water? Because he's not really heard in the first place. So therefore Mahaprabhu, from the first, he made everything ready. If I tell something, and if you don't follow, you do avakya, then you'll suffer so much because of this aparat. Therefore the Guru Varga, they don't say anything, even Bhagwan don't say anything. They observe, let me see what they do. The Prabhupada Das Goswami, when he asked, then the end word Mahaprabhu, gave him this Gunjamala and Giriratshila. And he said, you worship Giriraj and Gunjamala. With eight tulsi manjaris, leaves, and with one palm full of water, and with some chandan. By this Giriraj will be very happy. Because Shastra has been said, tulsi dalamatra jalasena chilokenava. Just take one palm full of water. Krite samaparam bhakta bhakte bhyo vatsala. Just offer some Gangajal and Tulsi and Prabhu will become very happy. Then Mahaprabhu, he told Sarvadamodara Goswami that every day he offered four kajas to Jagannath. And Raghunath will offer it to Giriraj. So, so many devotees, someone or the other would bring Giriraj this kaja and all these things. Mahaprabhu is seeing, now what will Raghunath do? Because when you're offering this boga, kaja, is normally what does a person do? He gives all the things that he offers to the person he loves very much. He says, there's two, three people there, my near and dear ones. And he offers boga and Sarvadamodara Goswami's desire. And then but without Mahaprabhu's desire, they never do anything against his desire. Then when he saw that his Seva Puja was going on very nicely, then again he asked, what is my duty? So Giriraj, I have given you Giriraj, do Seva Puja. Offer Gangajal, Chandan, Kaja, Tulsi. But still, he said, give me something, tell me something more special. Then Mahaprabhu, he said, Balana Khaibar, Balana Paribe. Said, see, so many nice things are coming for Giriraj. You don't need all these things. All these nice things are coming. So do will you wear all those nice clothes? This is like Vyatirek. But what is primary? What did he say, Mahaprabhu? Namadabe, Krishna Samsadalabe, Raja Radha, Krishna Seva, Manasakaribe. So he came this Giriraj. Why did he say Mansi Seva? If one is doing by his body, but his mind is not engaged there, even then it will want to. Therefore you do by your body, then your mind will also be engaged. Then it will do. But how will it be done? If you're not Amani Manad, then it will not be. You have to learn to respect others. Don't desire your own respect. Mahaprabhu said previously, Balana Khaibe or Balana Paribe. Don't eat anything nice. Then every day the Jagannath Mahaprasad is coming, Japan Bhog. Mahaprabhu, he told Govinda Prabhu that you give my Mahaprasad divided into four parts. One for Haridas Thakur, one for Govinda Prabhu, one for Raghunath, and one for myself. So Mahaprabhu, he said first, when Das Goswami came to Braj, started staying in Radhakund. You would respect everyone accordingly. The time he started this seva, this Mansi seva, and then never disturb anyone. Panjivan nirvaye upegadive paropkarnija sukha pasaribe. Don't give pain to others. You see, Sanatana Goswami, he took Giriraj Parikrama every day and gave darshan to Raghunath. There was no such time when he did not meet him. And Rupa Goswami also would come and stay near Raghunath. Giriraj Goswami, he came there. And his rule was every day take the names of all the Vaishnavas and offer Dandavat Parikrama, Dandavat Pranams. Worship everyone there, and also engage in this Mansi Seva and take all the bhaktas and do Kirtan and then do Gun Kirtan of all of Mahaprabhu's Leelas. Giriraj Goswami and Lokanath Das Goswami, they all do this. So this Purushottam Vrata, Masana Masottama, greatest of all masas. Months, this is Adhik Mas. This Pancham Purushat Bhagat Prem. Give this Krishna himself. His allotted Giriraj Govardhan. This provision. See, in this Dhangati, this place, especially all the gopis, manjaris, rajadevis, I take everything there and I'm giving to you Giriraj. You give this Praj Bhakti, Praj Prem, you give someone comes. This Adhik Mas is this Adhik Vastu. What is that? That is Prema Bhakti. This Mas is reserved this month for this Prema Bhakti. These other months, you do many nice things. They can give you Dharmartha Kammoksh. But this Bhagavad Prem, Prema Bhakti will not be easily had. This will only be had by this Adhik Mas. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given this mantra. Do mantra, jap, dhyana of this mantra. And do this parikrama and pray. And do this puja, abhishek. And be sharanagat, surrender. Ordinarily, people go to Jagannath because he is Purushottam. But no person wants to leave Braj. They will worship everyone. Hari Deva Sararatya Sarva Deve Sarvarishwara. That they never disobey others. So Mahaprabhu, he told Das Goswami Mothers, Krishna Nam Sadaloibe. They respect everyone. But this Mansi Seva, you should only engage in the service of Radha and Krishna. Not that you worship everyone by your mind. Respect everyone. But worship Radha and Krishna. Mansi Radha Krishna Siva Manasa Kuri. Therefore in the Sadhik Mahas, some do Giriraj Parikrama, they offer Boga and they pray to him. And being a follower of the Goswamis, they do this Mansi Seva and they pray to Krishna for this Prem Seva. Or someone even offers Dandavati, means they offer like Dandavat Pranams all the way. But what if one is asking for mundane things then? So Giriraj, he'll give it, but these but that will not be permanent. It'll have no value. For Guru Varga, they made this, which is this Kartik Vrat. Similarly, you follow this Vrata during this Purushottam Mass as well. It's Damodar Vrata, Urja Vrata, Kartik Vrat, Niyam Seva. As it is, just follow. But not in any other way, which is not bona fide. Therefore, the Prajavasis, they all have so much love for Giriraj. And even Krishna left Braj. They only asked one thing from Giriraj, that please make... Did they say that give Krishna back to us? They said, may we never go far away from Krishna. May our mamata form never reduce. Someone may hate us, neglect us. But by our minds, if Krishna goes away from our mind and hearts, then we lose everything. Because so therefore the Vrajavasis, Giriraj is always making their hearts full of rasa. Even when Krishna had left, making their utkanta increase more, the longing. Therefore this Pancham Purushartha Bhagat Prem, if you want this, then you can have it in this Adhik Mass. I'm taking shelter of Giriraj. And if you go to Giriraj, then there you see he has everything there. Radha Kund, Sham Kund, everything is there. All the Leela Stalis are there with him. Beginning from Mansi Ganga, Govinda Kund, Naval Kund, Apsara Kund, Surbi Kund, Gulal Kund, Airavat Kund, Rudra Kund, Kishore Kund, Mariyar Kund, all these places are there. If you want to have this adhikar into this Leelas of Leela Purushottam, then only Giriraj can do this adhikar. During Guru Purnima, Giriraj came to Braj. And for 1 month, during this Adhik Mass, he took all the people of Braj, and Krishna glorified all of them. Never leaves Braj, and Giriraj is always, Krishna has given him this power to give Vraj Bhakti. Here he boos.